JK Tales presents Heidi, the story of a 5-year-old girl.
Season 3, Episode 3, At Home with Grandpa.
As soon as they disappeared, the old man went back to his bench. He stared at the ground without making a sound. Heidi, meanwhile, was enjoying looking at her new home. She explored until she found a shed built against the hut. This was where the goats were kept, but it was empty. Heidi continued her search and came to pine trees behind the hut. She listened to the wind whistle through the branches and then headed back to her grandpa. Heidi placed herself in front of the old man and simply stared at him. The old man looked up slowly.
"What is it that you want?"
he asked.
"I want to see inside the house."
"Come on, then,"
her grandpa said.
"Bring your bundle of clothes in with you."
"I don't want them anymore,"
was her quick answer. The old man turned to look at her. Seeing her dark eyes sparking with excitement over what she was going to see made him think about his answer.
"Why don't you want them anymore?"
"Because I want to run around like the goats with their thin light legs."
"Well, you can do that if you like,"
said her grandpa.
"Bring them in anyway. We'll put them in the cupboard."
Heidi did as she was told. The old man opened the door and Heidi stepped inside after him. She found herself in a good-sized room that covered the whole first floor of the hut. In one corner stood Grandpa's bed. In another was the fireplace with a large kettle hanging above it. On the farther side was a large door in the wall. This was the cupboard. Grandpa opened it. Inside were his cloths, cups, glasses, plates, smoked meat and cheese. Heidi ran to the shelf and thrust her bundle of clothing as quickly as she could. She pushed as far behind her grandpa's things as possible. She wanted to make sure they would not be found. Then she looked carefully around the room and asked,
"Where am I to sleep, Grandpa?"
"Wherever you like,"
he answered. Heidi was delighted and began at once to check out every nook and corner. On the wall near Grandpa's bed, she saw a short ladder. She climbed up and found herself in a hayloft. There was a large heap of fresh, sweet-smelling hay. There was also a round window in the wall.
"I shall sleep up here, Grandpa. It's lovely up here. Come up and see how lovely it is."
"Oh, I know all about it.
I'm getting my bed ready now,"
she called down again.
"I am going to need a sheet."
"All right."
He went to the cupboard and spent a few minutes digging around before he came out with a long, rough piece of material that would have to do for a sheet. The two worked together to shape the hay into a child-sized bed. They spread the material over the hay, tucking it in until it looked tidy and comfortable.
"The only thing left is a cover."
She smiled at her cozy new spot. Her grandpa left the loft and returned a minute later with a large, thick sack.
"Here,"
he said.
"This should work."
When they got the sack spread neatly over the bed, it looked so warm and comfortable that Heidi squealed with delight.
"This bed looks so lovely. I wish it were night so I could get inside at once."
"I think we should have something to eat first,"
said her grandpa.
"What do you think?"
In the excitement of bed making, Heidi had forgotten everything else. But now she felt terribly hungry. When lunch was over, Grandpa went outside to put the goat shed in order. Heidi watched him sweep it out and put in fresh straw for the goats to sleep on. She played along the mountainside while the old man did his chores. The time until evening passed happily. Heidi was skipping and dancing around the tall trees when she heard a shrill whistle. She and her grandpa watched as the goats came springing down from the mountain tops. Heidi sprang forward to greet all of the goat friends she had made that morning. Two of the beautiful, slender animals, one white and one brown, ran to where Grandpa was standing.
"Are they ours? Grandpa? Are they both ours?"
Heidi giggled and jumped around with glee.
"The white one is named Little Swan and the brown is Little Bear,"
he answered.
"Now help me feed these hungry animals."
Heidi helped to feed them and send them to sleep. Then she quickly finished her own dinner. She was anxious to try out her new bed. Soon Heidi was sleeping sweetly and soundly. She knew nothing of the strong winds outside that caused the wooden beams of the hut to groan and creak with anger. Her dreams kept away the haunting sounds of the branches snapping among the trees. In the middle of the night, the old man got up.
"The child will be frightened,"
he murmured softly to himself. He climbed the ladder to the loft and stood by Heidi's bed. In the little moonlight left, he could see the face of the sleeping girl. She lay under the heavy sheet, her cheeks rosy and her head peacefully resting on her little round arm. She had a smile on her face, as if in the middle of a pleasant dream. The old man stood looking down at the child until the moon disappeared behind the clouds and he could see no more. We'll continue. Episodes are released every Tuesday and Friday. Stay tuned to JK Tales. JK Tales now has its official Instagram page. Follow us at jktales.enjoy. Thank you. You can find us at jkstories.enjoy@gmail.com.